the Great Retreat, Beijing's digital currency ambitions are faltering. Commentary. For years, the Chinese Communist Party has positioned the digital yuan as the ultimate weapon of financial totalitarianism. It was intended to be the crowning achievement of the surveillance state. With a programmable, traceable digital currency, Beijing thought it would finally break the back of private payment giants like Alipay and WeChat Pay. Yet, despite having total control over the levers of the domestic economy, Beijing's digital dream is showing signs of terminal fatigue. Since its debut at the 2022 Winter Olympics, the ECNY has gone from an aggressive, potential retail juggernaut to a low public appeal tool for state administration. In short, nobody really wants it. The genesis of control, why the ECNY was born. The People's Bank of China didn't launch the digital yuan to make life easier for the average citizen in Shanghai or Shenzhen. It was an aggressive move against the autonomy of the private sector and an offensive tactic to undermine individual privacy. In 2014, when China's research into the central bank digital currency began, the Chinese Communist Party realized that the vast majority of retail transactions occurred on platforms it did not directly control. The authorities understand that any lack of control is a potential threat to the party. Therefore, the goal of the digital yuan was financial inclusion and the internationalization of the yuan to challenge the US dollar. But most importantly, it was about strengthening the CCP's social credit system. A retail CBDC allows the state to freeze assets instantly if a citizen's behavior deviates from party orthodoxy. The adoption decline, why people refuse to swipe. Despite distributing millions of dollars in red envelope giveaways and forcing government employees in cities like Changshu to receive salaries in ECNY, adoption has stalled. The reason is simple: there is no consumer benefit, only risk. Alipay and WeChat Pay already provide a seamless user experience. Transitioning to a state-controlled wallet offers zero additional utility while stripping away the last vestiges of financial anonymity. In a culture where saving face and protecting one's assets from the predatory state are paramount, it seems that the Chinese public has responded with a collective shrug. A digital yuan reimagined. Even though domestic digital yuan transaction volumes have made significant gains in terms of percentage of transaction usage, the total remains just a small fraction of the total money supply. In most instances, it's used for low-value public transit or utility payments before being immediately converted back into traditional bank deposits. To enhance its appeal as broadly as possible, as of January 1 this year, the central bank is allowing commercial banks to pay interest on ECNY wallets, making it a savings as well as a payment vehicle. This may be the box effort to salvage the digital currency. But it also changes the nature of the original digital yuan as a CBDC, at least to some degree. However, current deposits in China earn a meager 0.05%. Opinions vary on which criteria are optional, but most definitions hold that it's a digital form of central bank money. That strict definition may make the new design make much of the ECNY no longer a true CBDC. A new trade currency. Realizing that domestic retail adoption is not where it needs to be, Beijing is shifting its focus toward Project M-Bridge, a multi-CBDC platform designed for cross-border trade between BRICS nations. The strategy for the digital yuan has shifted from monitoring citizens' grocery shopping habits to bypassing the SWIFT system for oil and gas trade. Increasing international use is part of a broader strategy to maintain trade and financial relationships if US financial sanctions cut it off from dollars. Trading partners are indeed using it, but not as much as Beijing would like or needs. Increasing the interest rate would certainly boost the ECNY's attractiveness internationally, but the current low interest rate isn't much of an incentive to adopt it. By focusing on a wholesale CBDC for international settlements, the CCP hopes to build a financial iron curtain that is immune to Western sanctions. This pivot is a tacit admission that the retail ECNY has failed to become the people's money. Economic decay and internal fractures. The failure and redesign of the ECNY shouldn't be viewed in a vacuum. The conditions and aspects of the digital yuan are still evolving because the original rollout didn't succeed as much as the CCP had hoped. The digital yuan evolution is happening as the China miracle enters its death throes. There are too many negative economic factors to ignore. The property market, the main source of Chinese household wealth, continues to deteriorate. Youth unemployment remains at record highs, and the Belt and Road Initiative has turned into a massive debt trap liability, with many partner nations unable to repay loans. Adopting a new currency that removes all privacy and personal autonomy in such economic conditions is poor timing, to say the least. Political division within the CCP is another factor. Political support within the CCP is shifting in intensity and among factions, and the party is not the monolith it appears to be. Factional infighting between Chinese leader Xi Jinping's Security First loyalists and the remnants of the technocratic wing has led to policy paralysis as other financial priorities demanded attention. Resources that were once earmarked for the retail digital yuan are being diverted to shore up a failing banking system and to fund theater projects in the artificial intelligence sector meant to project a facade of technological parity with the West. The future, a tool for control, not commerce. Will the CCP cancel the ECNY? That's not likely. Dictatorships rarely admit defeat. What's more, it would be another mark against Xi's authority that his opponents could use against him. In short, the digitalization of currency isn't going away. Instead, the digital yuan will likely be relegated to a specialized tool for state-to-state transactions, government disbursements, and auditing local officials. Plus, the digital yuan is ultimately about increasing control over the people and preserving the CCP's rule over the country. It's here to stay, in one form or another.